I'm going to present some data on pink bollworm that we collected this summer, looking at some issues pertaining to the eradication program in Arizona and other states. The question was, does pink bollworm moth weight affect recapture rate and moth longevity in the field? We were asked that because with the increasing production in the insect pink bollworm rearing facility, we have decreasing moth weight. And many were concerned that with that reducing weight that we would lose some of the quality in the insects and performance in the field. And also they were noticing that we had lower recapture rates in the program areas, which is could be an issue. And they wanted to see if it was related to the reductions in weight, a moth weight. In order to look at that, we decided to do a field test, but in order to get our differences in moth weight, we had to rear the insects at different infest rates. So we collected 8 egg pads from the pink bollworm rearing facility. We cut the egg pads into approximate egg densities of 2,000 and 4,000 eggs per egg pad. And we did that by using the egg pad weight. Approximately 134 milligrams of egg pad equaled 2,000 eggs, and 268 milligrams equaled 4,000 eggs. We infested 5 rearing units of each egg density, and we repeated that weekly for 5 weeks. We allowed the pink bollworm to develop under standard rearing operating procedures, which is around 81 degrees Fahrenheit and about 60% relative humidity. We collected an 8.5-gram sample of pupae from each egg density for quality control so we could determine the actual moth weight and the pupation rate. We collected 2 100 moth samples. We got a mean moth weight and the total moth production from each rearing unit. And we had individual moth weights for each gender. We irradiated the moths at 20 kilorads, and a total of 10,000 moths were released in each of the fields. We separated them into 1,250 moths in a 16-ounce cup, and we dyed them for each egg density. Dye colors were red and invisible blue for 2,000 eggs, horizon blue and purple for 4,000 eggs. The difference in weight that we obtained was about a 1 milligram separation in the moth weights when we infested at the 2,000 and 4,000 egg density. And that was actually our goal, because that was the change in moth weight, the decrease in moth weight that they had observed. And here's a photo of what the cup, the dye looks like, and the moths after they're dyed. So we had a pretty good coverage with the invisible dyes, with the dyes. We released the moths uniformly in 2 40-acre fields in Levine, Arizona. Our trapping, or our stick, we placed sticky traps in the field, and the sticky traps, we had 8 in each field, and they were separated by about 200 meters. We released them weekly. Checked the traps 3 times a week, collecting traps, and we replaced the lures every 2 weeks. You can see on the bottom right that's generally what our trap looked like when we brought it back in. Lots of moths captured, and pretty much all densities were represented. We only had very few wild moths or native moths that we captured because we were using BT cotton as well. In the results, like I said before, we got about a 1 milligram difference in the moth weight using the 2 different egg densities. And for the males and females, we see that the moth weight difference between the males, which is what we were actually capturing, was about 0.6 milligrams, and the females were significantly larger than the others, almost 2 milligrams larger, or a little over 1 milligram. The mean moth weight for the releases, we took these so we could see if we were consistent with the weights, and it generally goes down for each release time, but it's across the board on the moth weights. But the most important thing that we did was we looked at the mean moth recapture over time and the release. And you can see when we initially released that the recapture rates or percent recapture was fairly high for 2000. For the 4000, it was around 2.7, and for the 2000 eggs density, it was about 3.3. So after the initial release, you can see that it goes down steadily, and when we released on September 5th and also September 17th. But you can see that the moth longevity in each case was pretty similar. The moths were in the field for approximately 14 days, and the recapture rates were similar for pretty much that whole period. This is for the other set, or the second release. And you can see again that moth recapture rates were very similar for each egg density over time. And since we got those results, it suggests that pink bollworm recapture rates are not affected by the moth weight. The moths performed, well, as far as recapture, they performed the same in the field. And these data suggest that the pink bollworm longevity is not affected by moth weight. However, we believe that further investigations are needed to confidently state that pink bollworm moth weight has no impact on the performance in the field. And we say that because in this study, we didn't look at mating success or frequency of mating of the two sizes. So there may be differences there, and that's something we're planning to look at this summer. That's it. If you have any questions? I'd like to acknowledge some people that helped do this work. It was a pretty tough releasing moths when they're irrigating and things like that and collecting traps. So I really need to thank these people for helping me out.
Are there any questions?
Is it difficult to determine if a moth, a pink bollworm moth, is mated or not?
No. You can, not for females, we can look at spermatophores, dissecting females and look at spermatophores.
Are they very prolific in mating, or they mate very, very few times in their lifetime?
They can mate frequently.
What kind of number are you talking about? 7, 5, 4, 2?
and we've done some lab tests, and we've seen up to between 3 and 5 spermatophores in one female. So.
Great, thank you.
Yeah.